The first cases of what would come to be known as acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS, was seen in 1981. In this June report from the CDC, doctors reported unusual illnesses occurring among young gay men. Dr. C. Everett Koop was Surgeon General of the United States in those early days.
We had never seen anything like this before. We didn't know what to name it even. And then when people began to realize that what they were seeing was not a specific disease, but a group of people who had lost their immunity to almost anything, and so they really had an immune-deficient disease, and the things they picked up we got to call opportunistic infections.
A number of key discoveries were made over the next few years. In 1983, researchers first identified the virus that causes AIDS, later named Human Immunodeficiency Virus, or HIV. The discovery paved the way for a test to detect the presence of the virus. The Food and Drug Administration licensed the first blood test for AIDS in January 1985, which you can see in this case on the left. Although the test was an important first step in preventing the spread of the disease, receiving a positive diagnosis was challenging for many people who faced discrimination and loss of privacy.